Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So pathetic.
Oh, hell no, he done went too far. Now, Lee, shoot his ass, right? Now, Lee, shoot his ass!
What are you gonna do, Lee?
All you gotta do is pull that trigger back and BAM!
Are you gonna spend the rest of your life hiding like your father?
Man, don't let him talk about your daddy like that. Shoot him, Lee!
You can't do it, can you?
Yes, hell, you can, Lee. Ain't nobody up here but us, man. Go off on him, man. He's trying to punk you. Shoot him! You ain't gonna shoot him. Come fool his ass.
Give me some pivot, man.
And I'm ballin' up, up, and I'm ballin'. And I'm ballin'. And I'm ballin'. And I'm ballin'.
And one.
And I'm ballin'.
Off the glass.
And I'm ballin'.
And one.
And I'm ballin'.
Blow the whistle.
And I'm ballin'.
And one.
And I'm ballin'.
Off the glass.
And I'm ballin'.
And one.
And I'm ballin'.
Blow the whistle.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the cast. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pops Culture Podcast, bringing you the best in pop culture and entertainment. I'm your host, Papa Minnow. You can find me on Instagram at pops.culture or on Twitter at Papa O Minnow. As always, I'm joined by my trusty co-host, Gabe Eppard. Gabe, how are you doing today?
Hello. I am doing wonderful. Things are good. It's a nice day out. I got to sleep in today. Yeah, for the most part, things are pretty good. Oh, I lost my wallet last week, so but I handled that pretty well because new day, new me. What did I do on the weekend? Thank you for asking. What did I do?
I was gonna ask how you lost your wallet. Were you drunk?
No, I was out and then I was gonna go for drinks and I'd left it on top of an ATM machine. And then I almost got there to meet a friend and then I realized I forgot my wallet and was like freaked out. Went back, and then
it was gone.
It was gone, yeah. And I was like, of course. And then the next day I was supposed to go out with this girl for like a first date. And I was like, hey, I forgot my wallet, or like I can't get my wallet back because it was like a Friday night, or it was like Friday afternoon or whatever, and I was supposed to meet her Friday night. And she was like, oh, that's okay. She's nice. She's like, I'll pay for it and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, she 100% thinks like I'm scamming her to get like free drinks or something. So that I was like, I seriously actually lost my wallet though. I'm not just catfishing for free drinks or something like that. So I had to explain that. That was kind of awkward, but the day went
well. She said
she'd
pay for it though. Why would you think that she thinks you're scamming?
Well, because that's what a guy would say. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I lost my wallet, so I go out for drinks and get her to pay for it.
I'm gonna try that one too.
Yeah, which, see, I mean, I didn't do it to her, but maybe I'm gonna think about trying that next time though. Since it worked, I had a lovely evening. So I got some stories later, but how are you doing first?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Actually, I had a pretty interesting thing happen to me on Monday, so that was kind of...
What's that?
Odd. Do you know what a yogi is?
Like a yoga person?
I guess so. I'm not too sure, but like...
Yeah, yeah.
But like, this guy didn't look like he did yoga. That was a weird part. I think it's like a guru more so. But he goes by the name Yogi. I don't know. Anyways, I was just walking the streets of Toronto, just going for my regular walk. And this guy stopped me and he was just like, my brother. And just, I was like, what's up? And he's like, I noticed your aura and I wanted to like speak to you about some stuff. And I was like, all right, cool. So he just starts going off about like my spirit, my energy, just like who I am as a person. And he's like, I can tell your aura is really strong. I can tell you're a good, kind-hearted person. And then he's like asking me about my past relationships and stuff. He's just like, when was your last relationship? And I was like, oh, like 2001. And he's like, yeah,
2001.
Or sorry, 2021, 2021. Yo, imagine.
When you're 6 years old. Like, yeah, that's when the last time I peaked, I was getting pussy.
Yo, I was fucking at 10, bro.
Yeah.
Getting it in, and then everything went downhill
yeah.
from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. I peaked then.
Oh, man.
See the bitches I pulled.
But yeah, 2021. And then he was just like, oh, yeah, I can tell there's a lot of turmoil between like your head and your heart right now in this moment and all this stuff. And like some of it was kind of spot on. So I was just like, all right, like I'll just listening to him and shit. And then there was a part where he like got into this, I don't know if it was a reading or something, but he kind of like was telling me that I'm due for like good luck or whatever sometime soon. I'm not going to say when because I don't want to jinx it, but he was saying I'm due for some good luck and that I shouldn't really share a lot of my plans because apparently there's people out there that like have evil eye, I guess, or like rooting for me to fail or something like that.
So don't share your shit with me, huh?
Yeah, if you're one of them, what the fuck? This guy's on a podcast.
He's obviously not listening.
For a downfall. Yeah.
You're coming on the podcast, fucking the devil reincarnated here.
Oh, man.
Let's just tell the guy that I call a sociopath every week.
But yeah, so then he goes into this line of questioning, and I'm wondering where he's going. He's like, okay, think of a color right now. So I was like, orange. He's like, okay, think of two other colors and don't like really think of them, just like say them. I was like, all right, like red. And then I went with green. And he's like, okay, take out one color now. So I took out orange. And then he's like, okay, think of one last color. And I was like, blue. And he's like, circle one of the colors. And I was like, in my head, I said blue, but I didn't say it. And he gave me this piece of paper in my hand to hold, like beforehand, before he'd ask me these questions and to like crumple up. So then he goes, how many like siblings do you have? Like how many brothers do you have? I was like one. And he's like, how many sisters do you have? I was like one. And then he was like, so in total, there's three of you. And I was like, yeah, there's three of us. And then he went through some other speech. And then he's like, okay, at the end of the speech, he was like, I want you to open this paper. I want you to blow on the paper, say good luck, and then open it up and show me what it says. So I blew on the paper. I was like, good luck. And I opened it. And then on the paper said the color blue, which I'd circled in my head. And the number three, which represented me, my brother, and my sister. So I was like, oh shit. Like, I don't even know how like he was able to give me this sheet of paper that was the correct one. Cause he had this like pouch of like other papers there too. So I'm assuming he just like grab one. But like the fact that he grabbed the one that I was thinking of was kind of crazy to me. And then he was like, all right, he told me more stuff later on. And then he was just like, if you can, like, what would you donate to me right now? I didn't have any change on me. So I was like, oh, like, I don't have any change on me, but if I did, I'd give you like whatever change I had, like maybe $2 or like $5. He's like, you can't do like $20. And I'm like, nah, man, I can't do $20. But like, I can give you something maybe if I see you again or something like that. He's like, oh man, like I'm a nomad. Like I'm a wanderer. You won't really like possibly see me again or whatever.
Yeah.
So we were by the mall. So I went to like the ATM, whatever, and like pulled out $20. And I was like, okay, I can't do 20, but I'll give you like 10.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, fine. Like, since you can't do 20, like, I'll give you 10. Fine. So he gave me like the change back or whatever. But it was just super shocking, the fact that he like pulled up and was able to do that reading. So I don't know. That was pretty trippy.
Does that count as a scam? Like,
see, that's the thing. I'm not sure. Cause yo, lately there's been a lot of people been coming up to me and asking me for stuff. And like, I've been obliging just cause I'm like, all right, like I'm in a fairly good position. Like, I don't mind helping people out or whatever. But I don't know. I wasn't sure if I got scammed or not. Like, he gave me his number. Like, I don't think it was a scam because he gave me his number and he's like, yo, if there's any issues or any problems you have, like, you can always reach out to me or whatever. And like, he definitely seemed kind-hearted. Like, it didn't seem like he was doing it out of malice or anything like that. And the fact that he even got the numbers right and the color right, I was like, okay, this seems legit. I genuinely feel like he's coming from a good place. So I don't feel I got scammed, but I don't know. It was... It was an interesting experience, to say the least.
Yeah, I don't know. People always, like, they also, like, who, even if you did get scammed, like, who cares? Like, I don't get, like, you know what I mean? It's not, like, I even sometimes, like, I'll donate money. They're like, oh, they're going to buy drugs with it. I'm like, that's fine. What do you, like, go get drugs. Like, I wish I had some drugs right now, too. And, like, you know, you had a nice little conversation worth the $10. Like, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I'm surprised you took this stance, though. I thought you were going to go completely different and be like, nigga, you got scammed or some shit like that.
Well, I don't know.
It's but it was $10. It's not, it's not anything crazy either. So,
and, like, I mean, like, either way, it's not like he's fucking rolling in it type thing. Like, like, that's what I'm saying. It's no, I always, like, give, like, I don't care. Like, yesterday, last week, I gave away money. I was like, oh, I have some extra change. And there was, like, a guy there, like, in front of the liquor store. And, and then the people inside were like, oh, was he bothering you and stuff? I was like, nah, like, it just, he's like, yeah, they come in here and, like, buy liquor with the change. I was like, of course they do. He's sitting, obviously I know that he's sitting right in front of a liquor store asking for money. Like, I want to get this guy drunk. Like, what are you talking about? And they're like, oh,
he buys flowers.
Yeah, course. Like, what do you think? Like, man, going through withdrawal fucking sucks and stuff too when you're an alcoholic. So I was just like, what? You know what? He's not going to quit today. So at least I can make it easier. But then I walked out, I went to go pay. And I was like, I wanted to use cash, and I was like, fuck, I'm $3 short. And I look at the homeless guy, I'm like, hey, buddy, I kind of need that. You mind? I'll get you next week.
Oh my god.
No, but then I put it on card, but I was like, fuck, I was like, that inconvenienced me. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a fool who parts with his money all the time, so who cares? But yeah, so that was your day.
That was my day on Monday. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting.
Oh, should I? So I went. I got a story for you. I think I told you already, though. So Friday I went on that date. Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just listening.
I go on this date right with this girl that we'd been like talking for a while or whatever, and we go for drinks. We walk like it's going good, like she's cool and stuff too, and yeah, we go for a walk, have the first drink, and she's like, oh, do you want to go for another drink or whatever somewhere else? And I was like, okay, that's like, it's going well and that, and we're just talking and we're talking, and then I'm like, oh, hey, like somehow we're talking about her past, right, with like exes and that.
Yeah.
And this girl then, so we're like tipsy whatever and stuff, and then this girl's like, I could tell there's some like drama with their last relationship, like her face kind of like, I was like, oh, if you want to talk about it. And she's like, oh no, not really. But then obviously you have a couple more drinks, and then she like goes off on it. And this girl sits across from me, I'm sitting there, and she's like, she's finally talking, like opening up, because I was doing most of the talking before, and she just goes off about like bipolar people and like dating them, and she's like, like they're maniacs, blah blah blah. Like she's like, I gave him so much. Like goes off on the spiel for 10 minutes. I'm like screw facing so hard. I'm like, what do I do here? Like, do I say anything? She's like, I mean, it wasn't like mean, but it was just like, okay, she obviously takes this to very like heart and stuff, and you can tell she has
definitely affected her, she's not really 100% over
some
it.
Emotional damage and stuff like that. And I look, and she's just looking, and she's not really looking at me because she's getting caught up in her shit. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then she like goes silent, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, I'm bipolar, like quickly to break her off. And that's, I'm just so awkward. It goes silent. And then I was like, okay, well, this is the end of the date. I was like, I've never had this happen. It was just like, I didn't know how to handle it. And it was like, kind of funny. I was laughing. I was like, okay, well, that's the end of the date. But then we kept hanging out. And then she's also kind of like one of those like nerdy, very blunt people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's just like, she's like, you talk a lot. And then,
okay. Wait, she said it to you?
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like,
she's not
like,
wrong.
Yeah. And then she's like, also at the end of the day, she's like, oh, that was like pleasantly surprising. I was like, wait, what? And stuff. She's like, well, I thought you were an idiot and just hot. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, right.
I mean, that's a fair assumption.
Huh? No, I know. But the funny thing is, every last ex-girl, like Hillary said that too after our first date. Two other girls said that after my first date, like in the last like 2 years. So I was like, okay. Yeah, I wasn't like offended. I was just like, oh, well, okay. So it was an interesting date. And then she asked me to hang out again on Sunday. So we hung out Sunday too. So I broke the streak there. I made her go back on her word pretty quick. So, I don't know. I hope she doesn't listen, but I can tell she's super into me. So.
Broke the streak. That's funny.
I'm putting on for all bipolar people. Now I have to break her because now I have to prove her point right.
Shout out to the bi community, both polar and sexual.
Yeah, I'm on both teams. So that was, I don't know. Man. I was laughing so hard the next day about that because obviously I handled it like weirdly, but also funny. So
yeah, that's so awkward. I could not imagine someone going off. Like, imagine someone going off about, well, I mean, I guess you can't go off about black people in front of a black person, but like,
yeah, like imagine,
imagine someone just going off about something that you are or like you do or some hobby that you have or something you love. And then you're just like, yeah, I'm good. That's kind of my thing. Like, that's what I do. That's who I am. Like,
yeah. No, exactly. I mean, and then it's even worse because it's like you're fully ingrained. Like, it's not like she hates people who play basketball, so I can just quit basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, oh, but I don't know. I was like, whatever. Like, All I saw that is as she attracts men like me. So that's all I heard. Maybe she hates it, but that means I'm her type. So it's all good here. And in a weird way, I was like, oh, okay, I've got this on lock then.
Yeah, there's a silver lining. So
yeah. And I know all the right things to say too. So it went as well. It went pretty well afterwards. And it was just funny. I was like, oh, I bugged her about it after, but it was, that's the first time that's happened to me. So there you go.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
But we've gone on like four situation. Dates now in like a week. So
damn, you're moving fast as hell, bro. I mean, you're old, so I get it. Time's ticking.
Whatever, man. You'll get there too. You're coming up on 32, and then you'll be like, what the hell?
Nah, I'm trying to get out the game. So I'm trying to get out the game before that even happens to me. How old is this girl, though?
29, I think. 28.
Oh,
29.
Shit. Oh, okay. So she's what? Like my age. She's like my age. I thought she'd be like closer to yours.
She has like a shit together too, though. She's like a lawyer and stuff. So it's like, all right. But yeah, it was decent. I definitely have to block her because I don't need her hearing this. So.
just for the story.
Yeah, the last girl I was seeing heard this and that was over with. So not making that same mistake.
The mom thingy.
No, that girl or someone else? I've been blocking her because I know that one too. It was the art one. It was the art girl.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that one. That was like a half episode of me just being like, I'm fucking playing these bitches.
I don't think that's where we went with it. I'm pretty sure you just said that, like, I'm pretty sure you just told a date story about what happened on the date. Or can't even remember.
No, because I was talking about multiple girls, though. Like, I was like, okay, like, I don't know which one to choose and stuff. Because remember, it was the two art girls?
Oh, right. That was so long ago, though, or feels long ago. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, time's flying, bro.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. All right. Anyways, back to life episode. Fuck
me. Yeah. This is episode 138 of the Pops Culture Podcast. As always, if you guys could do us a huge favor, continue to like, rate, review, subscribe. All major streaming platforms, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Reasons FM, and now iHeartRadio. First place we're going to start off with, I guess. Well, notes are dying. I'm pretty happy about that because we were talking about that feature being stupid on Instagram, on the Instagram app.
Yeah.
And yeah, it seems like after our episode, not after our episode, but after like a week, not too many people have been not using even, it. Like,
four
and shit,
days,
so.
And then it was tumbleweed status by then.
Yeah, so I still have a couple stragglers, like people who are trying to be funny, and it's like it's very embarrassing, so I feel like if they continue I'm just gonna mute them because I really don't want to see it anymore. But I'm at about like 8 people using it right now, like kind of consistently, to whereas when it first came out it was probably like I saw 20 notes. So we're definitely getting rid of that shit, so I'm happy about that.
Even I was like, I was gonna play it out and I wanted to be like the last person still using it, and I was like just making like it obvious, but I was like, no.
Yeah, this guy tried to be like, rest in peace notes July 7th to the 11th server. I was like, yeah, but I could tell you were trying to be like the guy to like make it the last one or like whatever. I was like, you're still keeping it alive by doing this, bro. Just let it rest. Just kill it.
I wanted to speak. You know, they made their effort there and I had hope for it and it died. So I put my stamp on it and then moved on, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad we were collectively able to pretty much, you know, not use this. I'm still seeing some, like, you know, the fake positivity and, like, people dumb jokes and shit. Yeah. Have a great week and shit. Like, get them out of here. Like,
yeah, no, some person keeps using it for their grocery list. I'm just like, okay, let's stop doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. But good to hear that.
great news.
Something that's not so great news, though. Jesus and Mero are splitting up. So the New York duo that had a huge show on Showtime, Reading from Variety, I quote, "The late night show Desus and Mero is officially ending after four seasons at Showtime. Desus and the kid Mero will be pursuing separate creative endeavors moving forward. Showtime's late night talk show Desus and Mero will not be returning for a fifth season," a Showtime spokesperson said. Desus Nice and the kid Mero have made a name for themselves in comedy and in the late night space as quick-witted cultural commentators. Throughout its run, the series won a WGA award, received Critics' Choice nominations, and scored interviews with President Barack Obama, President Joe Biden, Derek Jeter, Missy Elliott, Denzel Washington, Charlize Theron, David Letterman, Yo-Yo Ma, and many more. They have been brilliant hosts, and we wish them the best, along with the team at Jax Media and the incredible crew. So I don't know how many people actually listen to Desus and Mero, but they had a huge podcast, and obviously that ended up landing them a show on Showtime, which they had for 4 years. And yeah, they're moving on to creative endeavors. So what I saw online was people saying that like they're breaking up for good or whatever, and maybe there's like some internal beef or something like that.
I heard there's some beef.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I don't know. From their statement, it doesn't sound like there's beef, though. It just sounds like they're deciding to do something different for each of them. Like, it's possible there is beef, but, you know, based off the information that has been put out there, yeah, it didn't really read to me as beef. It just seemed like maybe that creative differences and they want to do something else, like, you know, doing the same thing or doing a show for as many years as they've been doing it. Like, you can kind of see them kind of wanting to branch out and maybe do their own thing, but it's sad to see them go, because you'd like to see like creatives, especially Black creatives, be engaged in these spaces for a long time, because there's a lot of radio shows or like TV shows where, you know, like white hosts have been on for a really, really long time. So you like to see the same thing happen in kind of like the hip hop and urban and like cultural spaces. Yeah. But they had a good show and they had a good run. So shout out to them. And I'm sure they'll definitely do something great.
It's kind of a risk though too with the groups, right? Like, I hope they both like keep going and doing shit and don't just like disappear with that as well. Like, I hope it's not, you know, some groups, they need each other and stuff. So, but yeah, wish them both success, but we'll see what happens.
You never know.
Yeah. They'll probably reunite if it doesn't pop off the way they think it should. But do you think you'll still like, you'll purposely like check for their individual stuff?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I wasn't really big on their like duo stuff. I listened to a couple of their podcasts here and there, but I definitely didn't watch the show. I definitely only caught like whatever clips or whatever from time to time. So I'm not one to be like, oh, I'm going to follow their individual stuff. But I definitely hope that they have success in whatever like individual stuff they happen to do.
I won't support them, but funny. I really hope they do well.
I follow them on Twitter. Like, that's where I really like, that's where I was really supporting them, I guess, was when they were huge on Twitter and had some of the most funny, had the funniest commentary going on. So
I put it on like the background, like when I'm just like scrolling my phone and don't have anything to watch or whatever that like, and even like when I had cable and they're on HBO or whatever, I just throw their shit on, just like, I wasn't like super into it or anything, but it was like, I might as well support them and have it as like background noise and that. So they're obviously funny and they're kind of like the, I guess, like leading the culture of like the same stuff we're kind of into as well. And obviously, so you wish the best for them.
Yeah. On to the next story. Netflix loses 1 million followers in Q2, I believe, of their earnings report.
Like, you mean like subscribers?
Subscribers, yeah, subscribers, yeah.
Yes.
So,
I was like, oh no, they're Twitter.
Reading from CNET.com, and I quote, "Netflix lost fewer subscribers than feared in its latest quarter, reporting a significant decrease in members overall, but only after warning it would suffer a more dramatic drop. Earlier this year, Netflix reported its first decline in membership in more than a decade, a dip that's supposed to presage an even deeper plunge in subscriptions now. But Netflix is still the world's most dominant streaming video subscription service, and its subscribers only fell from 970,000 to 220.67 million total in April through June, according to its second quarter report Tuesday." So, yeah, they were expecting to lose more than a million. Apparently, it was supposed to be more than that. I don't know what the projection was for how much more they're supposed to lose. Here it is, actually. It says consensus estimate was supposed to be 1.8 million. So, it's well under that, but it's still a million lost. And this is before reports of that they're now going to test out that charging thing that they were talking about earlier, where if you're sharing passwords, they're going to charge you a certain amount. And that amount has been deemed to be $2.30, I believe. So yeah, they're testing this out in Southern America and Central America first before they bring it out to other places. But it is meant to, it is eventually going to reach every other continent. They're just starting out in Latin America first. So it's going to be $2.30 if you happen to share passwords. So this is definitely going to be a more steep decline for Netflix next quarter as well, too, and going into the future. I guess their idea behind this is that they don't see that they could possibly grow that much more bigger, considering they are the biggest and the most culturally relevant at the moment.
Yeah.
So I guess they're thinking, hey, even though we're going to lose subscribers, we can still gain money off this current subscribers that we have, because we are losing money off of the people who are sharing passwords and stuff. So there's definitely people that we can't get in that way. Might as well get that money from the people who are going to stay. So I'm assuming that's what their idea is behind this increase, but I don't know. What do you think about it?
I heard for the first time, I heard my parents talk about wanting to get rid of it now and cancel it, because the bills went up now, right? It was like $18.
Yeah. So it used to be like, it used to be 15. I think now it's 20, to be honest. I'm pretty sure if you pay for like, the premium one.
I just got the charge at the beginning of the month. They said it in total was like $18.50 or something like that. Oh, okay. I just looked at it. I guess they know what they're doing. I'm sure maybe enough people just are like too lazy to like cancel it. But I heard my parents talking about canceling, and they're usually like kind of behind in that too. So
yeah,
if the boomers and stuff are talking about getting rid of it as well. I don't know. Like it's kind of fallen off for me. And honestly, I illegally stream things because I hate like waiting and stuff like that. And I have some pretty good sites. So if it wasn't for my parents,
allegedly though.
But. Yeah. But if my parents have it, obviously I'm going to use it. But if they got rid of it, I probably wouldn't make my own. I guess I'm sure they know what the fuck they're doing. If they're hoping enough people won't cancel, that they find other ways to make profits, but it's definitely downhill for the user from here on out.
Yeah, that's another thing too, because they did come off of a price increase earlier, and then now they're charging more, and their content's getting less and less engaging, because a lot of the times it's taking longer for them to, you know, get these shows back out there and stuff. And a lot of the shows are ending as well too. For me, one of the biggest reasons to even have Netflix was the fact that Ozark was on there, and now that that show's complete, I don't really have a show that's that good that I need to be on Netflix for. Mm-hmm. So personally, I don't even pay for it, so I'm still sticking with it as long as the guy who pays for my Netflix is rolling with it. Like, I'll be rolling with it for that long. But if he decides to, you know, cut off his Netflix, then I probably would not subscribe for it. I think one thing that does benefit Netflix, though, because there are other streaming services that I do use, and I do find them to be a little bit more compelling these days. Not in total, because I still think Netflix has a large enough catalog where it's like, this is the one that you should have. But like I said, because a lot of shows are disappearing that I used to watch are no longer going to be there, the other streaming services are coming out with their shows, and they have some pretty big shows. Like Amazon Prime having The Boys on there is a pretty big show for me. Like, I'll watch that. Whenever the next Invincible comes on, I'll watch that. They just got this new show called The Terminalist. I started watching that as well, too. So they're probably one of the competitors that I'm like, okay, this is one that I'm probably going to stick with, especially since if you have Amazon Prime, you just automatically get it. So it's pretty easy to just like, it's cost effective. Like, they're way cheaper than Netflix, and they have good content coming out. So for them, I can see that being a huge issue. I will say for Netflix, though, one of the best benefits they have is the comedy game. I think the fact that they're able to get certain comedians and certain specials that nowhere else can get is a huge plus for them. And that's probably one of their biggest draws that can help keep subscribers on that platform. Because other than that, with the imminent recession, I guess, that we're going to go into, or possibly depression, who knows how bad it's going to be. With that coming on the way and all this huge ass inflation, a lot of people are going to start cutting costs, and Netflix is an easy cost to cut when they're charging you $20. And on top of that, they're going to be charging you more for sharing your password. I can see a lot of people just like, well, I don't need this anymore. I don't really use it. It's summer right now. A lot of people are outside as well too, doing things. So you can spend your money elsewhere and get better value at the moment. So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I'm same way in that too. And man, it's honestly, this is, we're getting got now too. Everything costs a little, everything's adding a subscription to it and little prices here and there. And it's the same thing with Uber, Netflix, Uber Eats.
Dude,
and
BMW's like, trying to charge people for,
I
like,
saw that the car features. Yeah, everything's going that way. And like, you're forcing our hands, and I'm going to break the law in the future so much. Illegal streaming, illegally like hacking my car so I can get some warm seats, like crossing some wires, downloading some shit. Like, and you know me, like, I don't even, shit, I go to the self-checkout and I like, I'll cut corners. I'll go the extra length. Like, you know, I'm if I
dude,
want.
Dude, it's pretty easy to steal from those.
I've got a whole system.
Yeah, I realized I could get away with it. Like, I don't have the heart to do it yet. But right. I've definitely been in certain positions where I'm like, man, this is so easy. I could easily take this and no one would know that I stole this item.
Yeah. I have a buddy who's like a manager, or like a friend of a friend. He's like out for, he's like a manager at Save-On or whatever. And he's talking about like the self-checkout stuff. And like, he's like, oh, I hate it that people like whatever. And I was like, I do it. Fuck you. Fuck your store. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, you guys. But here's the thing is they're raising prices so much and they're already getting like grocery stores and all that got way more money through the pandemic and stuff. Like, they're doing good. They're just raising prices because they can. They know people have to buy and shit. Like, it's not like they're struggling. They're closing stores and stuff. Like, they're the one to see the highest margin and stuff. So it's like, fuck your store.
Wait, is it
like,
groceries that control the price, or is it, I thought it was the product themselves.
No, because you get the, that's what I'm saying. Wait, they get the product for the same amount and then they decide.
Oh, they're the ones who decide.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So, and they're like, everyone's in Toronto, that's a big thing. Like, they've seen record highs with shit, but they're still charging more because they know people have to like get it. And like, that's why, like, in Toronto, I try to go to those Chinese markets and stuff, like the smaller ones, because
yeah, they're definitely way more affordable for
sure. And like, it's going to, you know what, like, it's going to the actual workers and stuff like that. So, but I like just looked at him, I was like, fuck you, fuck your store. Like, like, if I could steal more, I would and stuff too. Like, I actually have no like conscious with that. I would never steal from like a small store, like a person, whatever, but like the certain conglomerates like Walmart and that, like, fuck you. I'm checking the shit out of that stuff. Like, so I just like, I have no shame at this point. I hope everyone doesn't with those huge ass box stores. Fuck them and fuck the people that work in them. So
Dollarama is one where I wouldn't either, but only because they, like, the one I go to, they have cameras, so you can't really steal at that.
Yeah, what are you going to show up my house over a fucking dollar headphones or something, though? Like,
I don't know. If you frequent it, like, it's one I go to quite a lot. So if I'm on camera doing this one act and they catch me and then I get caught, like, I can never go to that one again. So
I remember
limits my options.
In high school, I got caught for, like, shoplifting. And they had two cops waiting outside, like, for shoplifters. And, like, I grabbed, it was, like, a bag of fruit or something. It's like, I don't want to wait in line for this. And they jump out of the car and, like, I saw you shoplift. And they're, like, they full on, like, put handcuffs on me. I was like, you guys are fucking nuts. Like, you're doing a stakeout for, like, for people, like, shoplifting a dollar. Like, good job with the government's money and stuff. Like, sitting outside of London Drugs and being, like, or whatever, Save Our stuff. It's like, this kid got a fucking pineapple. And they had me here, like, arresting me, but 16-year-old me was so chirpy. I was like, are you proud of yourself? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're protecting, like, the huge box stores and stuff. Like, just, like, they actually were having stakeouts, like, police, like, three or four of them in cars, like, waiting for, like, homeless people to shoplift and stuff. It was a great use of the fucking money there, buddy.
Yeah, so, people who take shit that seriously and don't think for themselves bother me.
Oh, it's for like, sure.
You know, like, it's not that serious, my guy. Like, you're not, one, they're not going to give you a raise. Like, I don't know if you saw this video a couple weeks ago. The dude at Burger King who showed up to his job on time for 27 years straight, never once missed a day. And Burger King rewarded him with this small ass goodie bag of Reese's Pieces and a couple like pins and some small other items that probably cost them like $27 total.
No,
maybe even less than that. And it's like, this guy gave 27 years of his life, dedicated service, probably A1, because he wasn't even upset about the fact that he got like in the video, he was happy that he even got something. Like, he wasn't even upset about it. So you know this guy's like a hard worker and like giving his all to his company. and they reward him with some shitty ass thing that cost him $5. Luckily, the internet obviously saw the video and it went viral, and people like started GoFundMe for him and ended up raising like $200,000 for him. But it's like, that's the type of, like, that's what corporations really think about you. It's like, oh, they don't give a F about what loyalty you have to them or what good you've actually done. They're just going to reward you with nothing or a shitty raise or some stupid gift bag like that. So,
oh, yeah.
They don't, I don't get why people go so hard for them.
They don't give a fuck. It's that, it's boomers. They think like, they also be like, oh, why are you job hopping and stuff so much? Like, just like, they're used to staying at a company for 20 years. It's like, fuck that. Like, I need to get paid more. And it's shown that it's like,
I need to survive.
Yeah. You get 200% more raise more likely if you change companies.
If you switch.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And stuff. And it's just like, why do you care about your, like, they would fire you to save $1. Like, the people, like, I always have friends, like, even when they worked in retail, they'd be working somewhere like a Ritz, and they'd be like, oh, I don't want to, like, they're treating me like shit, but I don't want to, like, leave them shorthanded and stuff. It's like, they don't give a fuck about you. Why are you protecting, worried about the fucking Lululemon and, like, fucking how that will affect them when they don't give a shit about you? And I just, like, I don't get it. I think, like, our
generation, we get, like, conditioned through, I guess, growing up or whatever, like, just through, parents, like, school and all that, and our parents,
Instead,
so I think that's what it is.
Like, I'll always apply for other jobs that are better than mine, like, all the time, like, no matter what, because it's just, like, that's how you, like, move in that. Like, you're trying to get your own happiness. Like, there's no point in not. And then, like, those companies, like, it's the same thing, man. Like, those companies will do anything not to to pay you and cut corners and shit. Like, they don't have to pay you, like, minimum wage or whatever. And, and it's just like, it's such bullshit. So I don't know. I'm starting to see like the Gen Z and like later millennials and stuff are going against that. And I think we all are. And like, it's good to see, but I think we need to push against it even more. So, but yeah, it fucking annoys me. The same with the, everything's a subscription. Every, like, it's at first, like 5 years ago, it was presented to us like we're going to save money. Netflix,
yeah, now
Uber,
it's not.
All that.
Yeah.
And now we're getting drained even more. Like, all the, if you get all those film things, like all those different, like, to get all the packages, and then you have to get like NBA, like, season games too and everything. It's just, it's just as expensive.
It's just
as
expensive, if not more than cable, to be honest. So.
Honestly, I sign up, I've been signing up for so much free shit, like a month of this, a month of that. And so I, like, I usually sign up for like 5 or 6 ones. And then at this point, I'm too lazy to, like, so I always just cancel my bank card and go and get a new one, because I'm like, I can't even remember which ones I've signed up for free shit. And then I just go, I'm like, I think I have like 4 coming out now. So,
dude, just set up a reminder each time.
Because then I have to go, no, it's easy. Like, it's literally easy. Like, I have to go and then you have to find the thing, like, to cancel it. And you have to go to the, like, Spotify, you can't even do it on the app. You have to go into, like, the website
the
and
desktop,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the desktop,
and it's like,
whatever, yeah.
The bank's across my street. I'm like, ah. I'm out. Like, just give me a new card.
Yeah, this guy.
Try, tested, and true, buddy. If you guys want scammy lessons, I'll tell you. On to the next one.
Oh, man. I guess since we're talking money, might as well go into Kylie Jenner. So Kylie Jenner has been getting a lot of heat lately because people found out that she, or I don't know if she said this, but people found out that she actually uses her private jet to fly to, to take like small trips, basically trips that are like 17 minutes or like 3 minutes or like 5 minutes. And instead of using a car, which would take her, I guess, like 45 minutes, she just decides to use her plane, which ends up taking her anywhere from 20 minutes. So, yeah, people are really upset about this because of the fact that it's a huge environmental footprint on the world, and with rising, you know, climate changes, like, and heat, especially in this summer where a lot of people are saying that it's pretty hot, which I kind of want to talk about it in a bit. But with everyone saying how hot it's getting and how much damage we're doing to the climate and all that, and all that going on. So people are really on her about this and saying that she's a climate criminal is what they've been calling her, which is actually fucking hilarious. So I'm glad they're getting on her for this. But I mean, she's not the only star in Hollywood who does this. So I don't know why they're piling on. Like, I've seen someone go off on her like quite a bit, and I'm like, I know it's the right thing to do because like she shouldn't be doing this, but she's definitely not the only superstar that does this. There's tons of celebrities that probably do this.
Well, and there's not, and it's not even like people with private jet money aren't even like celebrities; they're the rich.
Oh yeah,
the
rich.
You know what I mean? There's people that don't even know.
So
I mean, like, obviously, the Kardashians get way more shit for just being them on top of whatever they do. You know what I mean? Like,
because no one respects them.
Yeah. But it's just like, I mean, it's not like they're harming the planet any more than the other people are. But like, people always love to hone on them. Like, I don't know. I don't like, I've just given up on like critiquing them. They're going to do that. They're going to be fine with their money. Like, what's the point? They're not going to change. They are who they are. Their family like is already whatever. So I'm not going on Twitter and freaking out about it. But it's also motherfuckers I'm using every time I have to go and get like straws and shit. I get paper straws that melt in my mouth. Ones, yeah. And then these motherfuckers are on their jet and stuff too. So I don't know. Like, I'm just... So with that argument and the climate stuff, I've just kind of given up. Like, it is what it is. The world's gonna burn.
The world's gonna burn.
Yeah, like we're gonna get flooded. It's like it's too late. And like, isn't it like the same five companies that contribute like 80% of all climate change in like North America or something like that?
Yeah, there's like five companies,
yeah, like Shell and stuff like that, 80% and BP and that. So just like, well, if they just stopped doing that, I could have used fucking normal straws and do donuts in my car. So
yeah.
It's just like, I've given up at this point in all aspects of my life, but especially that. So
that's the one thing I don't understand is so many people think the onus is on us. And I'm obviously we do contribute somewhat, but it's not, we're not the greater damage that's being done to the planet. Some people are like, oh yeah, we need to use the paper straws. Like, get the F out of here with that BS. Like, it's not up to us with the paper straws and shit. That's why I like the establishments that still roll with like plastic straws. Yeah. Like, yo, shout out to y'all, man. I bought boba earlier this week on Monday.
Yeah.
And they gave me a plastic straw. Bro, I was so happy. Like, I was actually elated at the fact that they gave me a plastic straw. I was like, thank you guys, man. Like, this is worth the $10 that I paid for this boba. Like, yeah, I appreciate it.
I collect the plastic straws when I got them. Like, I'm just like, I gotta keep this puppy. Like, so when I come home, I have straws and don't have to get the paper one and shit like that.
Paper is absolutely atrocious.
Like, yeah, it's and then, but like, what was I gonna say? With that shit that, yeah, like, I don't know. I've kind of... The plastic thing and stuff, like all of that too. Like, this is why we need to just eat and murder the rich. Like, it's the only way it will ever change. Like, you just got, like, Elon is taunting us. Like, we just have to murder him live on television.
They're roasting this guy's physique online
too. Yeah. And that, but just like, I don't know. We just, the problem is so blatantly obvious with like the certain like rich and elite people and stuff, but we're just kind of like, let's do straws and let these people hide their money on offshore bank accounts and stuff. So it's just like, once you know what, I'll start believing you guys, you're about that life once you murder one of these billionaires. Until then, you're all talk.
We got to do what Sri Lanka did,
yeah,
where they really ran up into people or into the president's mansion and just started living there. Like, that's what you got to do to rich people.
Yeah,
they need to change the slogan though. They can't call it "Eat the Rich." Like that just trivializes it too much. Because when you say "Eat the Rich," people don't like. People kind of take it kind of literally. So yeah, they're obviously, yeah, like, oh yeah, like we're not really gonna eat the rich.
It's become like a mocking thing too.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of like it's kind of like mocking the actual
what we need to do in process and
yeah. So if we come up with a better slogan, which I'm maybe I should start thinking of one because
name and murder. If the I rich. Can get.
We can get that pop in, be huge. But
I want to wear Elon Musk as a skin suit. Also, too, though, but I don't want the revolution to happen when I'm too old. Like, I don't want to be 50. Like, that's what we need in like the next 10 years. Like, going in there to like the premier's house and destroying it and like all of that. Like, I don't want to be like in my fucking wheelchair having to go there. Like, we got to do it in the next. I need to be under 40 so I can, you know, like,
actually. Dude, how do you think aging works, bro? This is the second episode where this guy is like. I get what you're saying. You don't want to be too old, but like, at like 45, 50, I still think you'd have some strength to be able to. Run up in someone's.
It's emotional strength too, though. Like, where, like, you know, I'm just like, oh well, my life's over at 50. Like, I'm like,
okay, fair enough,
you know. Yeah, just all maybe. Of it. But yes, I found a term for this aging thing. It's called I have age dysmorphia. Like, I
yeah, like, you definitely do, bro.
You did say
you envision yourself to like not really get past like,
yeah, 50, and like, so. Well, like the hangover thing fucked with me so much, man. Like 23 24 year old me was like, man, I don't get why they're like, hey, like I'm gonna live my best life, music festivals every day, like,
dude. I used to say that so much.
It sucked so much life out of me. Like, there's so like in my head, I'm like, man, I was watching videos of myself, like 23 year old me, I was like, god damn, this boy could get up and like do 4 days of back-to-back drinking, have the time of his life. And like now I'm like, oh, I gotta get to bed before 9:30 and stuff. Like I was on a date. I was like, oh, like a third drink? No. Like she's like, well, I'll let you smash. I'm like, no, I'm very tired. Like if it keeps like doubling that, like so that was 23 to 33, and then 33 is even more, like I'm out of here by the max of 53. Max 50. If this is gonna keep like doubling up, like
Yeah, I never understood when people are like, oh, you're going to stop drinking when you get old. I was like, man, there's no effing way, bro. Yeah. I love this shit way too much. This is amazing. Yeah, I'm going to be out partying for the rest of my life. Fucking literally like 5 years later, I'm like, okay, yo, I can't be going out.
Yeah.
Like, even now, I like try and taper out my drinking because I'm like, there's no way I can do a bender and like fucking wake up the next day and be hungover.
Dude, I went out. I did stuff Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that was like, I was actually like in awe. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, I haven't done that in like years. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, but, and like, so it matters that okay. But
man, I think when you get the ball rolling, you can kind of, as long as you don't go super hard, you can go with it.
Yeah.
But there is definitely going to be a period, like, sometime in the week or whatever, where you do need to recover still slightly.
Oh, for sure. And like, I didn't go hard. I just was social for like 3 days in a row. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of energy.
There's no way I can handle like drinking like insanely in that. But yeah, so I don't know how we even get out of control here. But yeah, I just, there needs to be some sort of revolution. But I think we stay just like, they give us just enough hope not to like revolt. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
To turn, like, we need to, like, we, that's why I kind of always cheer for like something really bad to happen, so to wake people up.
Yeah, I mean,
wake up, you sheep.
I think if inflation keeps going the way it is and the housing market is kind of in shambles or whatever, maybe that might do it, but yeah, we'll see. I think if you compound things where multiple things are happening at once that affect people, like people start going homeless or whatever, and then, or start losing their jobs, and then the food is also way too expensive. And then, like, you know, this whole thing with farmers not being able to produce enough food as well, too. Like, if that starts to happen, then I think you'll be able to, you know, get people to start rallying and stuff.
Yeah. But
at this point, we're still a little bit too comfortable. So,
oh, for sure.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, before we move on to this next topic, though, gonna see if ads pop up in this. If they don't, just fast forward probably a minute. If they do, that'll be dope. So I'm gonna test out this ad program that we signed up for. We'll see if it populates. We'll be back in about 1 minute. Okay, and we're back. Gabe, you still there?
Yeah.
All right. That was actually kind of long. I was like, yo, waiting on a minute seems lengthy and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the last topic. I just wanted to get into your Twitter dealings over the past week.
What?
I've noticed you've been beefing with quite a few people, whether it be online or some clips. So I guess the first one we'll start off with.
Some clips, what?
Well, Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan clip that you were talking about, you had beef or issue with Joe Rogan, and this isn't the first time, nor is it going to be the last time that you've had beef with Joe Rogan.
I totally forgot. It's weird though, because I've been in a good, like, I've had one of the best weeks, like, since last week, like, and I've been busy and, like, good, and so I think, like, my natural happy like, or a good state is being mad at people, like having the energy. Like, I, when I'm in a good place, I want to tear all these people down that I don't like. And like, again, not doing very good for proving I'm not a sociopath, but like, it's like, oh, I was like, oh, I'm fucking winning the war against Twitter. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. So Joe Rogan went on his podcast and he had a clip criticizing, I was going to say Donald Trump. What the fuck's his name? Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, Jesus. Yeah, criticizing Justin Trudeau for how he's been running Canada recently, basically stating that he's running a communist
Canadian
party or a communist country, or he's using communist rulings. And he stated that he didn't really have much information on how our political system works.
Wow, you're phrasing it way better than he did, buddy. So,
yeah, so he's stating that he didn't have much understanding of how our political system works, but he did feel that the way that Canada is being run is in line with communism. And to that, I say, why do you disagree with Joe Rogan on this?
Because it's not the idea. Like, he doesn't even know what communism is. First of all, like, Canada is not even close. Like, we're a fucking capitalist country with some like social support nets. Like, it's insane. None of these people fucking even know what communism is. Americans have grown up with it as like a propaganda word and think anything that is not majorly capitalistic is communism and stuff. And it wasn't, he didn't just say that he wasn't like, oh, like Canada's going in the wrong direction. Like, don't get me wrong, like Trudeau's, it's perfectly fine to critique him and say anything, but he went from like, that country's bad, like the communism, blah blah blah, and then he literally repeats three times over, he's like, I don't even know how the politics work over there, I don't even know, like blah 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 and stuff. Like, the guy knows zero things about Canada, freshly admitted it, and then to make a statement that there's going to be so many chud idiots now online like, yeah, I told you, like Trudeau's like a communist and stuff. Like, man, that is, it is like 100 level college class, your first year you understand like fucking communism and like what countries and what socialism and stuff is, and these people can't even do the bare minimum of like finding out what that is, or like historically what that even is. Like, Canada is so far away from even getting to that point. Like, I'm a borderline communist, and I like the people who are super left and stuff, like, don't, like, are like, Canada's not even fucking close to what it should be. We're closer to America, and like our left and right is pretty like conservative compared to lots of like European countries and stuff like that. Like, it's complete capitalism and that too. So it's just like, there's no, he's like a god to these people, and like there's so many Canadians that are gonna believe that now. And like, the things I don't have problem or trouble with criticizing Trudeau or the Canadian government and stuff, but the arguments that these people put forth stop legit and critical arguments. Like, you have to explain what the actual issues are and stuff like that. What do you dislike about the education or the taxes or the whatever, like the government spending and stuff like that? And instead they just throw like communism. You're not getting it. Like, I would love for them to have some good shit to back it up, and they could fix things and whatever, and have like good critiques. Just stop using the communist thing. And Joe Rogan's just such a fucking moron too. And people are like, well, why don't you just ignore him? But this guy can, he's the biggest podcaster in the, like, in the world. And like, people take this guy's like words for fucking, like it's the Holy Grail or the fucking Jesus is talking to him. The guy is just such a fucking moron, man. Like, he's actually such a stupid person, but it's become so dangerous, the things he's saying, and idiots like following in that, and just, oh, it's so aggravating and that too. And when I say this again, like, it's not like critique, control, Trudeau, get mad about whatever, but goddamn, we need to fucking get rid of Joe Rogan, fucking ape, dude. Guy's completely lost his mind. Like, just, oh god. Yeah, so that has been me. I forgot about that, so I wasn't even prepared to get angry. I kind of put that in the back pocket there, but thanks for raising
my blood. Hey, but you, yeah,
raising my blood pressure again.
You got that off pretty cleanly. So. But yeah, no, when I saw the tweet, because this is where I was confused as well, too, because I was coming from it from originally when I saw you tweeting about it, was like, oh, okay, like maybe Gabe's defending Trudeau. But it's more so, I think your issue here is more so the fact that Joe Rogan has so much power in his podcast and what he says. And he's very lenient with how he delivers it, to the point where it's just buzzwords and, you know, able to rile people up on the wrong things is essentially why you have an issue.
Yeah, like,
he's not using his power correctly not correctly. What's the word I'm looking for?
Responsibly?
Yeah, responsibly. There we go.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, none of these things I'm even defending Trudeau, but, like, you're not, like, I want conservatives and stuff, like, be able to do your job correctly and point to things, because all they're doing is causing, like, division and stuff, and, like, it's not like liberals and other people and even the NDP and that who are the opposite side of the aisle there disagree, and they have their, like, things for Trudeau too, but it's like just throwing out the communism, not being able to explain. You sound so stupid when you, like, claim things are like communism and then literally have no other backup to it and stuff. And, like, Joe Rogan's putting out this information there, and, like, he's not even explaining, like, he literally says this, I am, like, making, like, this comparison to communism, but I know nothing about, like, that encapsulates what we've become as people at, like, right now and stuff. Is like, here, you're this, I'll label you this, but I can't explain why I labeled you this. You know what I mean? Like, that word is so dangerous in America, because it's just like, true communism is bad. It's like, you know, it's always that ideology turns into, like, it's not functional either. Like,
the ideology is great, I think. It's just the fact that it's not possible. It's not practical. Humans are
too shellfish, and, like, you can't ever pull it off. You know what I mean? So I get, like, it's just like, there's legit criticism of the guy, but that just, and, like, if you don't, the arrogance to talk about it like that and then just say it, like, is what is frustrating me. People just say anything these days, and then just, like, you know, it's like, well, you don't have free speech to be, like, wrong. Like, they think being criticized or being told they're wrong is being, like, silence. It's just, like, you know what I mean? Like, they think opposition is silence when people are like, well, you're a fucking idiot and here's why. They're like, well, that's just my opinion. Not everything is fucking an opinion, like, base and stuff. So just, I know, just that was, I got it going. And then a couple other people I had time today on Twitter the last week, like, of just, like, being, but that, because my one tweet went off too, like, it just, like, kept getting likes and stuff that I made a comment, whatever, the one that had, like, 4,000 likes or whatever, so I just kept getting reminders and comments of people in there, so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna defend my side or position. Sometimes you forget other people can see and they have no idea what the argument's happening. You just see, like, Gabe come in, like, I'll fucking murder your family, like, Jesus, like, what happened to the guy, like, last week is tweeting about, like, that Steph Curry, and now he's wants to murder Elon Musk and wear his body's a skin suit. So
sometimes I get caught up in that, because I don't really, like, I like the fact that people, like, Twitter does the like thing where you can see other people's likes, but sometimes I feel like it's also bad in the fact that when you want to, like, focus on a certain demographic and, like, discuss things, then it's like, oh, you can't really necessarily say everything you want to say, because you know other people are going to be able to see it or whatever.
Like, you have their whole basketball, like, I have my whole, like, sports Twitter community, and then, like, if I constantly am, like, talking about fucking social safety nets and, like, politics and stuff, like, people get annoyed, like, and I get it too, right? So that's why I try not to go into battle, but I was getting a lot of followers this week, so it's like, okay, I can lose some, because then I need to, like, say it, but yeah, I think about it all the time, like, I wish you could just set, like, I wish these tweets could only go to, like, my political side of Twitter and, like, the people I have that way and not over to the sports one. So,
cause I'm the same way. I'm in like gaming Twitter as well too. And I know, like, not everyone on the sports side kind of, like,
I have no idea what
Yeah. So sometimes when I'm liking stuff or, like, discussing, cause sometimes I get into conversations as well too. Cause I just read a lot of, like, stupid opinions about gaming, and I'm just like, okay, like, you guys are actually idiots, and I want to, like, respond, but, like, I know I can't really go off because I'm like, oh, I know so many people on my side of Twitter probably aren't gonna, like, fuck with this type of material,
the conversation
and
stuff.
I don't really want them to see it so I'm just like, I try and avoid it as much as possible, but
I always write shit too to get my anger out, and then I delete it a minute later, like, I'm just like, okay, I need to at least, like, express it, but then I'll just go and delete it. I'm like, people are gonna think I'm unhinged, like, you need to get rid of this. So I get caught up in that too.
But yeah, I think most of the Trudeau criticism just comes from, like, his hypocrisy with the whole, like, COVID thing. Like, some of his dealings. Just
but let's have a fucking thing. Like, but he doesn't. But the thing is, that's one of the things too. The law he was complaining about is literally the exact same law in the States. Like, we only did have this law to match the States, like, the over the border thing is the exact same thing there, and he didn't even know that. Someone told him, he's like, I don't know about that. Are you sure that's true? And, like, the guy's like, yeah, that's 100% true. I'm looking at it right now. And he's just like, oh, well, we'll have to look into that, Jamie. And it's just like, fuck, you fucking ape. So he looks like a hairless ape.
It's the bat. Someone also had a meme about him saying that he looks like one of the bats. Not the bat frog. He looks like one of the goons that goes against Batman or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely does.
So yeah, that was pretty jokes.
All right, wrapping up Monday.
that'll do it for episode 138 of the Pop Sculpture Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, if you do us a huge favor, continue to like, subscribe, share the podcast. Really helps us grow. You can find us on all major streaming platforms. That's iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Reasons FM, and now iHeartRadio. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Where's the stop button? Oh, there it is.